T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Ralph Wilson leaving a legacy along Buffalo's waterfront in a big, big way.
Happy birthday to Ralph, and thank you so much for your commitment to Buffalo and Western New York.
It's a great gift to the community. It will have a generational impact.
It is one of the largest spaces on the waterfront, and I think with this incredible investment from the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation, pretty much the sky's the limit.
I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 in 716. The Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation is helping remake waterfronts and improving recreational trail systems with a monumental donation. Wednesday afternoon, the foundation announced a gift of $200 million that will be invested in parks and trails in both the Western New York and Detroit, Michigan communities. Each community will be receiving $100 million. The Detroit-based philanthropy on Wednesday announcing investments of $50 million for LaSalle Park, which will be renamed the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Centennial Park. A Detroit area park will also undergo the same change. The 77-acre LaSalle Park site where the Niagara River meets Lake Erie. A planning grant from the Wilson Foundation supported a community engagement process led by Buffalo City officials and the University of Buffalo Regional Institute to create a vision of the new park. The planning process is underway, but the foundation hopes the multi-million-dollar investment serves as a catalyst for future public and private investment in the park. After the news settled in, we talked with 3 community leaders about the gift and its meaning and impact on Buffalo and Western New York.
It'll be $50 million going to LaSalle Park. 40 of that will be for capital improvements.
Congressman Brian Higgins, a longtime proponent of waterfront development in Buffalo.
Which will make a major difference in that park. It's an area along the Niagara River, along the Lake Erie shoreline. And it's the great legacy of Ralph Wilson. You know, Ralph Wilson came to this community when it was heavily industrialized, and now he's leaving a lasting legacy for a community with exciting new opportunities. And a lot of that has to do with what goes on at the water's edge to define or redefine Buffalo from its old industrial image to one of exciting new possibilities. So this is going to be a great project. An additional $10 million will be set aside for maintenance and sustainability, which is obviously very, very important because these parks will be user intensive, as they are intended to be. So there'll be a high maintenance cost. So this cost won't be borne on the city or the county. It's just a holistic grant to upgrade substantially LaSalle Park and other parts along the Western New York waterfront.
You're obviously one of the driving forces by Canal Side, mm-hmm. and that's one of the go-to places in town. Do you think LaSalle Park, after all this is said and done, I guess overtakes Canal Side is the most popular place?
No, I think what we've looked for all along is a network of parks and public places accessible by bike trails and hiking and walking and running trails. So this is a great, great compliment. I think what we want to view is you know, these are equal parts when they are connected, remake an entire waterfront city like Buffalo, as I said, from its old industrial image to one of exciting new possibilities. And the Ralph Wilson Foundation is making that possible. So it's a great gift to the community. It will have a generational impact, favorable, and the Wilson Foundation, we are very grateful to them. And for Ralph Wilson, remembering not only his native city, but also his adopted city.
Do you foresee there being any future development on that site, or is it going to be a giant green space?
It's going to be green space, but it'll be, I think, much more functional than it is now. It's an expansive green space without a lot of definition. There are some ball fields there which are heavily utilized, and those will remain. But I think you'll see a lot of landscaping, a lot of hiking and biking trails. I think you'll see, a new park that envisions uses by the surrounding neighborhood, but by the larger region as well. And as I said, this will go a long way toward the continuing redefinition of Buffalo's waterfront from a place of heavy industrial uses to a very generous complement of parks and public places for the enjoyment of the people that live in the city.
How about Thursday night concerts?
Well, there's all kinds of possibilities. I think you'll see, I don't think it's really a question of moving things around anymore. I think it's a question of these places will define themselves as something unique and offering a diverse entertainment opportunities. So certainly public parks are great places for music, for public art, for the performing arts.
So if it's not going to be in the realm of Canalside, it's going to be a little bit more different than that. How would you compare it to Delaware Park, though?
Well, Canalside is a more densely developed place. You'll see residential, commercial, mixed uses being activated within the next 24 months. This will be more of a passive and an active park, more open space, more of an appreciation of the natural environment there. And that's what you need in a waterfront. You have to have a diverse offering for people to really become the regional attraction that the Buffalo waterfront has become. So this will be a great add-on.
So do you think it's kind of like Delaware Park then with the waterfront right there?
No, I think the Delaware Park has its own uniqueness. It's part of the Olmsted Park system. I think that when you look at, the trends, people are moving back to Buffalo. The population of young Buffalo for the first time in 40 years is increasing, not decreasing. Fastest growing neighborhood in Western New York is downtown Buffalo. And I think we have beautiful architecture, both commercial and residential. And I think, Delaware Park and the Olmsted Parks has its own unique brand. It's steeped in its own history. And I think LaSalle Park will be a wonderful addition, not only to that as a complement, the Olmsted Park system, but a complement to the rest of the waterfront development we see occurring at the Outer Harbor, the Buffalo River, and Canalside.
Well, LaSalle Park is one of the most underutilized parks in the city of Buffalo. It is a city park. It's not a county park.
Erie County Executive Mark Polenkar sees a bigger meaning and impact in the gift and heralds it.
But it fits in with our waterfront parks that we have. It is one of the largest spaces on the waterfront, and I think with this incredible investment from the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation, pretty much the sky's the limit. We can talk about taking a underutilized but beautiful area and turning it into something that each and every one of us can be proud of, not just the City of Buffalo residents, but Erie County and Western New Yorkers. So I'm very thankful for the Wilson Foundation's incredible, generous contribution, not only for LaSalle Park, but also for the trails throughout the region, some of those which go through county parks, some of those which connect county facilities. So I'm looking forward to the further plan with the expansion of the trail system, which will take a great trail system that we have right now and make it the best trail system it could be.
Do you foresee the county getting involved in any way with LaSalle Park? I know you mentioned it's a city park, but could the county have any say?
I'm not certain we'd have any say, but I think we would have some involvement, especially through our Environment and Planning Office, to ensure that the future goals of the park meet the needs of the greater community. It's just like we are involved to some degree with regards to the Erie Canal and Outer Harbor decisions. We want to make certain that the goals when it comes to recreation, whether it's park recreation or recreation like Canalside, meets the overall goals and needs of the community. So while I don't know if we'll necessarily have a decision per se, I think it's important that we play a role to ensure that LaSalle Park meets the needs of the greater community and fits in with the overall waterfront park scheme that we have, which includes county-owned parks in the city of Buffalo, like Black Rock Canal Park, like the Bailey Bluffs, and other areas. So we want to just ensure that this park, which will be a signature park, of course, named after Ralph Wilson, is one that meets the needs of the community and fits in with the overall waterfront aspects that we have currently.
When you saw the news that this was going to happen, did you have anything that went through your mind that's like, oh, I'd like to see this, for example, like a Thursday night concert going back to LaSalle Park?
Well, not so much a particular item, but to say that knowing how big LaSalle Park is and how, I wouldn't say it's underutilized, because it's utilized by soccer teams, it's utilized by baseball, softball, football, but I don't think people realize what an incredible asset it is. It is this beautiful location on the waterfront at the confluence of Lake Erie and the Niagara River. And many other portions of the country would die to have a waterfront park like LaSalle Park. And it's gone underutilized just because it's in some ways broken off from the rest of the city by the 190. So I think what this incredible grant from the Wilson Foundation will do is find the best ways to ensure that the park meets the needs of this community and also connect it to the rest of the community. As long as it's still sort of blocked off by the 190 and people don't know it really is there, it's going to continue to be underutilized. But I think as part of the planning associated with the new LaSalle Park, one of the goals should be to find a way to connect it better with the city once again.
Let me just start by saying, holy cow.
Assemblyman Sean Ryan taken aback by the magnitude of the gift and what it represents.
It's a tremendous commitment from the Wilson Foundation, but it's also tremendous that they recognize this real acute need on the west side of Buffalo is lack of parkland and lack of connectivity. So LaSalle Park is for a long time been an empty pallet where people have always said we could make this into a nice park. Its history was more of a landfill, an industrial area. Now it's just sort of a flat expanse. With $100 million and some great landscape architects, that is going to be a terrific park, and it's going to become a destination for everyone on the west side. And once you're able to serve your base communities, then people from around the city come to see it, too.
Now, obviously, there's going to be a lot of push for specific things in there. I know it's still pretty fresh, but what would you like to see at LaSalle Park, new, upgraded, whatever?
So the Wilson Foundation has been doing a terrific job of doing outreach. They've conducted hundreds and hundreds of interviews in multiple languages. They've taken their stakeholder groups to see various urban parks around America. So we're going to come up with some really good things, but what I'd really like to see on LaSalle Park is just the area that goes right along the river. It's such a beautiful area, but right now you don't really get the full sense of it because you're sort of walking next to a roadway. But to be able to integrate that area into the park and to really highlight the best part of that park, which is its waterfront access.
How do you think it compares with Canal Side after it's all said and done? Do you think LaSalle Park becomes the go-to, or do you think Canal Side's the numero uno, if you will?
I think Canal Side is going to continue to be the numero uno in terms of commercial activity and large events. LaSalle Park is going to be aimed primarily at serving the residents of the city of Buffalo, more in the line of Delaware Park and more how Chestnut Ridge serves the community. So people are going to go there to use it as a park, and that's a wonderful thing. So if you go to LaSalle Park, what you see is opportunity. But with the money from the Wilson Foundation, we're going to be able to take that opportunity and execute on it. So I'd say happy birthday to Ralph, and thank you so much for your commitment to Buffalo and Western New York.
Wednesday's announcement marks what would have been Mr. Wilson's 100th birthday. Wilson died in 2014 at age 95.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.